When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, Cooles. Welcome to Barca Talk. I'm your host, Gabriel Quiroga, here in the Spanish capital. In today's episode, we're going to close the book on the champions that happened this past week and preview the Clásico for Sunday night. Before we dive into today's topics, I want to talk to you about our Patreon community. If you're craving more Barca content, we've got the perfect hub for you, our Patreon community. It's not just a community, it's a virtual peña where your passion for FC Barcelona finds company and conversation. For just $5 a month, you can dive into commercial-free episodes of Barca Talk, be part of our international WhatsApp group where the Barca chatter never ends, and of course, help support the podcast. Hit that link in the show notes and join our virtual peña. Let's get into today's episode right after this brief break.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. So today is just going to be me riding solo really quick. Just have some news and notes here from Spain. And the first topic I want to cover is the Champions League this past week. Now, obviously, I did an episode after the elimination of FC Barcelona by PSG. And I also just want to talk about Madrid's performance because I think it is noteworthy to give them kudos for what they've been able to do, not only this season, but more importantly, the last 14 seasons. And I put in the WhatsApp group that Madrid are, the best team in Champions League history, period. And you can't argue with the data, the numbers. Again, this is 12 of 14 semifinals. I mean, that is just an incredible stat. And again, when I was watching the news here in Madrid, they talk about this DNA, this ADN, right, of Madrid now. And there is something to it. It's stronger than a belief, but also it's the carryover of knowing that you're going to make it through. Now, let me give you an example. Before I ran a half marathon, I could never run long distance. I just thought it was impossible. I always told myself, I was like, I'm a big guy, can't run a half marathon. Like, that's never in the books for me. However, you always do the funniest things for your partner, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. I was dating a woman at the time. She said, can you join me in training for this half marathon? And I'm like, sure, let's do it. We joined a running group, trained, and I remember telling my friends at the time, I said, This is the first half marathon I'm going to do, and this is going to be the last half marathon I'm going to do. Come race day, I'm all jacked up, and it was amazing. The running experience, like one of the best runs I've ever had, with all the adrenaline and all the fans and people and cheering you on, is just something else. And I'd done 6 more half marathons since then. Now, I have that belief now that I can accomplish running now very easy because I've had that half marathon experience. I know how to run long distance much easier because of that experience, right? And I feel like that's the same thing with Madrid going through the Champions League. You know, there's always a couple players that just continue to carry over that belief that they can continue to win and make things happen in Champions League. And again, watching the match on Wednesday night with my friends here, Man City looked like the typical Barcelona team, right? With heavy, heavy possession. Almost, 33 shots on goal for Man City. And what happens with Madrid? They have 3 chances, and their 3 chances look way more menacing than Man City's. And then Rodrigo scores on the first goal in the first 20 minutes. Turns the tide, puts the pressure on Man City, right? And that's what happened. And I knew once they got into penalty kicks that Madrid was going to win. Like, they just have that in them, right? Oh, my God. I was so upset with Bernardo Silva with his penalty. I mean, it's just so ridiculous, that penalty. It just looks so passive, right? Obviously, if it goes in, you're just like, okay, it goes through the middle. But, man, the scouting that Madrid did for the penalties, like, they're ready for this stuff, right? And the thing is, you can't take away, as I was discussing with my friends, the Madrid players are the most athletic specimens in the world, right? So when you're talking about their counters, especially in Champions League format, where you're just surviving in advance, it's a clear advantage for Real Madrid. They are completely comfortable with giving possession and taking their chances. Just in awe of just, think about this. I mean, you're playing against the heaviest hitters of Europe, 12 of 14 last semis. Basically, my whole tenure here in Madrid, they've been in the semifinals, which is pretty ridiculous. Pretty ridiculous. Again, I'm a Kool-Aid for life, but I respect greatness, and this is something great. As much as we moan and bemoan, I mean, we need to have basically a total eclipse, a superstar, and whatever else you need to win and make it through the champions. Just look at our history, especially during the Messi era. We had to have luck with injury, luck with other teams that they weren't peaking at the right moment or missing a player here or there, and we were able to win the champions. And everything else, we've just fallen short with the semis, even though we've been very talented. So again, I was cheering hard for Man City. I think they missed opportunities. Again, I was severely disappointed on Haaland with his first 2 legs here. I don't think he provided anything. And I think, Man City has to kind of go back to the drawing board of what they want to do with champions. It's always interesting to me. It's like, yes, you look at the 33 shots, but again, when I think of just what you need to do in Champions League, sometimes you just have to scrap your quote-unquote style. And, Pep after the match said, what else can I do? And I understand that point of view, but, sometimes you just got to throw muck in there just to get the ugly goal, because an ugly goal still counts as much as a beautiful goal. So anyway, if I'm picking the final, I'm going to be picking PSG and Madrid, and obviously I would hope PSG take one away from Madrid, but again, the way it's lined up with Madrid against Bayern and PSG against Dortmund, I think PSG definitely have an edge there, just a slight edge. And I would say, obviously with Madrid's belief and momentum, I think Madrid are heavy favorites against Bayern because Bayern are not that strong this year. But again, the Champions League is a completely different animal, as we've just seen Arsenal get knocked out. Anyway, my opinion on champions. I love it so much. I'm going to be in the U.S., watching the semifinals, so that'll be fun. I'll be able to watch it with my dad, be watching it in California, and looking forward to those matches as they approach. Next topic I want to get into is the coaching search. So it's basically coming down to Hansi Flick and Rafa Márquez, because Julian Nagelsmann just got extended with the German national team, and it seems that Tuchel is looking to get back into the Premier League with a team. So it's basically a two-man race now, essentially. Now, as I've commented before, I think it's definitely leaning towards Márquez just because of the comfortability of that he knows Barca in and out, especially this year of coaching. But I really hope that Barcelona take a really hard look at this, because I think this could be the moment where they can make an outsider come in, such as Hansi Flick. I'm not saying he's the greatest coach or anything like that, but I just, in my heart of hearts, I think that he's going to bring a different point of view, which I think we need. And also, I think he's going to bring more cutting edge to our physio, which we've been lacking for the last 10 years. You know, injury prevention, mostly. I'm not talking about, you know, running and so forth, but I'm just talking more about injury prevention. I think when you think of injury prevention and the latest and greatest of physio, you know, they always say in the NBA, fly to Germany, right? That's what you always hear. So I'm hoping, you know, if I had to pick between these two, I would say, let's go with Hansi Flick. Let's get a change here. Let's get someone to shake things up. And then maybe Rafa Márquez has a couple more years, and then he's the coach in waiting if Hansi Flick, you know, because no coach has ever made it past 4 years. You know, that's the shelf life for an FC Barcelona coach. So you just have Rafa Márquez, you know, in line waiting for the next, and as he gains more experience with Barça Athletic. I think that would be my best case scenario. You know, I just was listening to a podcast about Bill Belichick and not getting the Atlanta Falcons job in the NFL, where Atlanta was nervous. They didn't want to shake things up. They were very comfortable with the things they're doing, but they're in a malaise. They haven't really done anything. And I think that's one of the issues with FC Barcelona, especially with this board where you have so many chefs in the kitchen. So, again, I really hope Hansi Flick gets the opportunity. You know, from what I've just read and kind of researched today, looks like he's been taking Spanish classes to try to prepare himself as much as possible. I just think it would be a nice change. I think we just need to get an outside perspective, someone not completely integrated with FC Barcelona as a player. All right, next thing. The telenovela of FC Barcelona never stops. Now, what I'm talking about is the Gundogan comments and the Araujo response, and even Puyol came in today with a response as well. So let's start off with Gundogan, okay? Gundogan, after the match, you know, he gets interviewed, you know, he's coming off the pitch, and they basically asked his opinion about the match and, you know, what he thought about the Araujo red card, and I'm going to read you the quote word for word, okay? So he said, disappointed, very disappointed actually, because we were in such a good position, not just after the first leg, after the first goal we scored. Everything was in our hands, and we just gave it away in the most simple manner. We just gave it to PSG, and that's the most disappointing thing. If he fouled him, I guess it's a red card. I haven't seen the replay. Difficult to say in this kind of crucial moments, you need to be sure to get the ball. And if you don't get it, you have to stay away. I prefer to concede the goal there or give the striker a 1v1, even though he played the ball quite far. So I don't even know if he'd be able to reach the ball. But given the opportunity, maybe let the goalkeeper save us or even concede a goal, because to go down one man and get a red card so early in the game just kills the game. Now, the other day on Wednesday when I recorded my response, I am completely agree with this quote. I don't think it's him calling out Araujo, quote unquote, in the press. I think he's making an insightful judgment on what I previously said. There's so many factors that have to go right to score a goal, right, at this level in Champions League. And again, I think Araujo made a severe mistake. He did. He made a mistake. Now, like I said before, you can call it a yellow card or a red card. I don't really care what you do. But The main thing is that Araujo made the mistake. And I think Gundogan is point on with his assessment of this, right? As I said before, you have to know the long game in this, right? You can see the goal, you're still up one. Like, that's what I don't understand in this idea. And I know things are happening fast, but the idea too is that, again, the first touch was off. Trust Ter Stegen to try to do something. And at worst case, concede the goal, but at least you still play. You know, as we've had major discussion in the WhatsApp group about this point of contention about, you know, if Araujo doesn't get the red card, we just easily walk through. Now, I don't believe that. I think maybe PSG score one back, but at least we're in the match the whole time to prevent the blitzkrieg that they gave us after Araujo went off. So, if you want my opinion, I'm completely on Gundogan's side on this. Now, let's go to the Araujo response. He was at an event yesterday, and so they asked him the questions of him, you know, what do you think of Gundogan's comments? And he basically responded to say that he has his own personal codes and values that demand respect. And he declined to confirm whether he had spoken to Gundogan about the incident. And even Gundogan's wife came in to defend her husband. And now it's being blown out of complete proportion here. And I just want to go back to Araujo. Araujo, like, you have to accept the mistake. Like, own it. You're the captain. For all the great that you've done for the team, through and through, you know I love Araujo as a player. He embodies everything that I love as a captain. But this also means to accept when you make mistakes. You know, and he said, you know, like, obviously he's saddened just like every Kool-Aid kid, great. But I'm more looking for the accountability. And I think that's also another thing that Xavi lacks with this team. Because, again, just seeing more of his press conference after, I was so bothered by it. About, you know, like, as he would say, the referee robbed us of advancing to the Champions League. No, man. Araujo made a mistake. And it's a judgment call. But avoid that mistake. You know, this isn't Araujo's first Champions League in comparison to, let's say, Kubarsi. Araujo has plenty of experience. He knows what he can and can't do. And more importantly, just concede the goal of worst case scenario. Now, I don't, you know, to me, Gundogan is more talking about the situation of the play rather than the player. And Araujo is definitely commenting more about the Gundogan. Now, it is being reported here today that they're supposed to have a conversation in the locker room, whatever. I mean, I feel that Gundogan has presented himself more as a captain this season just because of his experience and also just taking accountability when it needs to. For example, I'm thinking of after the first Clásico when we lost. This is getting so much news coverage here that even Puyol chimed in. Now, he was at an event for the Clásico today. And he basically said that he quoted as saying, like, you can't say too many things outside to the press because obviously the press are going to interpret them in different ways. Sure. But Gundogan was giving an assessment right after the match. And I don't think he gave away too much. I think that's fine. Obviously, you want to keep things in-house. But again, I think the frustration, especially with how good Araujo is as a player, you just can't make that mistake. You just can't make that mistake. You know, it's not as though, you know, he put his hand up in there where you could say, well, you know, it's a reflection or reactionary type of play. I mean, he was running him down at an angle that looked like he was going for the tackle as opposed to just defending. So that's where I just look at that and say, again, as I always say, just run with the player and, again, understand the situation. Again, I think this is a lot of telenovela stuff. I think Gundogan is much, you know, well-respected in the locker room, so this will blow over. And I'm just worried that Xavi's just going to use this in the locker room to be like, oh, just keep it in-house. You can't say anything and, you know, blame others type of thing. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Again, they're going to talk about it today, and we will see what comes out of that. All right, let's get to the next topic, the Femini. The Femini are playing Champions League semifinal leg one tomorrow in Barcelona, and they're playing against Chelsea. You know, again, for everything that the men aren't the women are doing, right? So the women continue to cruise. They should be able to take both legs. Now, again, champions is a different animal, but the team is coming up to become real healthy, especially with Rolfo coming back, and the team is playing at a high, high level. Again, they are playing tomorrow, so if you want to watch some of that Champions League, it's at 1 o'clock local time. And they also got some other good news with defender Mappy Leon doing some recovery sessions already, running, which is great news for the team. Especially she is one of the captains of the team and a figurehead on the back line. So the Femini playing tomorrow in Champions League semifinal. The last thing I want to get into is the Clásico preview that is happening Sunday. Obviously the Clásico, you love it, I love it. It's Sunday night, 9 p.m. local time here in Madrid, being played at the Santiago Bernabéu. Now, you know, when you look at this matchup now, especially with what has transpired in the last couple of days, obviously Madrid are going to be riding high. This is going to be a very difficult task for Barcelona to get 1-3 points here, you know, especially on paper, how we're playing. Again, Madrid are leading La Liga right now with 78 points. Their last 5 matches, 4 wins, 1 tie. Jude Bellingham with 16 goals, second in the league with that. And Vinny Jr. 12, Rodrigo 10. So that threesome has been potent in La Liga. Again, it's always going to come down to this tactic with Xavi, right? Does he deploy Koundé or Rahu on the right wing to cover Vinny Jr.? And how high will he press? Now, in the match Man City against Madrid, Man City has the nice luxury to have Kyle Walker, who I would say is a Vinny blanket, essentially. Like, he has the speed to match Vinny. He has the experience to do that. And obviously, Araujo has that as well. Now, as we know, in the last Clásico, they expected this, and they deployed counters through the middle, which were very effective. And Jude Bellingham had a great match that Clásico. And so it'll be interesting to see this cat and mouse type of game. Now, me personally, if I had to choose, I would just put Araujo back into the center. And I just wouldn't play such a high line, right? We know that Madrid want to counter. That's where they're the most dangerous. So why do we have to play such a high line for this matchup? For this matchup, I'm saying. And just keep everything in front of us. We're going to have probably a slight edge on possession. I'm hoping that with Lamine Yamal having such a strong performance before he had to get subbed out in the Champions League, that he'll be the X factor for us to deploy against Carvajal. And again, we will see how that works. But, you know, with this high line, as we always say, you know, you just need a ball to go over the top, a bad break through the offside trap, and Vinny Jr. or Rodrigo get sprung, and all of a sudden they have a clear chance to score. And as we've seen this season, they've been prolific, the three of them, at scoring. So I'm curious to see what Xavi does. I probably think Xavi will probably put Araujo on the right side. I think the more important thing is to see how high we press up for that risk versus reward, because as we know, Madrid's front line are just thoroughbreds, man. They can just run, and they put that pressure on our back line. Again, I want to see João Cancelo be more focused on the defense. As I pointed out in the last episode, I think he had some severe mental lapse, especially when we were down a man, where he had to really hunker down on defense and just wasn't able to. I think he is definitely the weakest link on our defense. And so it'll be interesting if Ancelotti tries to exploit that with counters more on the right side. We will see on that. The other thing I just kind of want to note is, you know, obviously with Spotify being the official sponsor for Barcelona, they are putting out a new jersey for Karol G, who is the most streamed female Latin music artist worldwide for the last 4 years in a row, which is quite impressive. So they'll be wearing those unique Spotify Karol G jerseys. And yeah, I just wanted to make a note of that because I think it's pretty cool, actually. I think for the Clásico, I think the sponsorship, you know, with previous artists like Drake and Rolling Stone, I think it provides a unique little wrinkle into the jersey, right? And obviously, any way Barcelona can make money, I think it's a great way. Obviously, the jersey started like 400 euros or something like that. Again, as we talk about in the WhatsApp group, just make it more available worldwide. Make more money from it. Like, why do you have to limit the amount? You know, that's an easy revenue stream that they're missing out. I think a lot of people are willing to pay that price for that for those specific artist jerseys, you know, especially obviously if you're a Carol G fan, and you're a Barca fan as well, like rock it, you know. I mean, it is pretty cool. I just wish Barcelona would just be a little bit more forward thinking in their revenue streams. So that's all I got from you from Spain regarding FC Barcelona before the Clásico. I'll be watching it at home because I'm actually headed to the US on Monday, and I'll be packing and, you know, getting things organized. But looking forward to the Clásico to see how Barcelona respond from, you know, the disappointment of Tuesday night, and really just what kind of character they have, you know, because it's still a Clásico. It's still going to be one of the most watched matches of the year. Again, I think we always play pretty well in the Bernabeu. I feel like we're always a little bit more focused because we're playing away and it's such a big match. But man, it's going to be a tall order for us to complete, especially with Madrid riding high from Wednesday night. But again, sports, baby. You never know. You know, as much as you try to predict and see things, it just takes one Sunday night for Barcelona to get 3 points. So we'll be cheering them on, and hopefully they can get the 3 points just to kind of ride the end of the season with some happy vibes. Anyway, everyone have a good weekend. Forza Barça.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.